For years, advocates railing against Pennsylvania's educational funding system have argued that the state relies too much on local tax dollars, putting poor districts at a disadvantage. And tomorrow, those advocates get their day in court. A group of students and districts has sued the state, alleging its funding scheme violates their constitutional right to a proper education. More from WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
At a City Hall sing-in, a choir for the Girard Academic Music Program in South Philadelphia broke out a Little Carole King. And with that, they set the stage for a case that could shake Pennsylvania's educational landscape. For advocates like Donna Cooper of Public Citizens for Children and Youth, the case before the Supreme Court is a matter of simple fairness.
That's why we're here, to remind them what this court case is about. They're going to hear a lot of mumbo-jumbo from the legislature and the governor. This case is about the future of Pennsylvania.
Of course, that mumbo-jumbo will be crucial to determining the victor. Now, the big picture argument here is that Pennsylvania's funding system shortchanges students in poor districts and violates the state's constitutional guarantees of a thorough and efficient education system for all. Michael Churchill represents the plaintiffs.
Those are the facts that we say we will prove at trial. Please let us get to that trial.
Tuesday's Supreme Court case is to determine whether judges should even get involved. Churchill says yes, the gross inequities demand action. Patrick Northen, who is representing the General Assembly in this case, says no. Education funding is the job of the governor and the legislature. If judges get involved, you're blurring the separation of powers and asking for a headache.
And where do you draw the line? What percentage of students scoring what results on a test do you need to separate between a constitutional and unconstitutional education system? There's just no way of managing it.
Twice before, Pennsylvania courts have sided with Northen's position, as recently as 1999. But there have been big changes since then. For one,
the legislature has adopted a very thorough system of standards and definitions of what is a necessary education in the state.
Plus, the state has also developed a slew of new tests to determine whether students are meeting those standards. The plaintiffs say that with all these new objective tools, the judges won't be forced to make a judgment call anymore.
Our claim is there is no policy decision necessary at this point.
Northen and his co-counselors disagree.
The standards didn't just fall out of the sky. There have been standards in Pennsylvania for a long time. There have always been educational standards, and now that the standards are different, that doesn't mean that they're susceptible to being judicially managed.
This case has made for odd political bedfellows. Many of the advocates supporting the plaintiffs tend to be skeptical of new academic standards and standardized tests. And yet those tests are the linchpin of the fair funding argument. On the flip side, Governor Tom Wolf is siding with the GOP-led General Assembly. Wolf's spokesman, Jeff Sheridan, says it's a matter of principle.
This particular matter is about whether or not the court should be deciding how much funding should go to schools, and we don't believe that it should. The governor and the General Assembly should be deciding that, and the governor is going to continue to ask for more funding.
So far, the courts have sided with the state. If the plaintiffs prevail, they win the right to a full trial, weighing whether Pennsylvania is fulfilling its constitutional mandate to provide a thorough and efficient public education. Until then, the debate rages on, in the courtroom and out.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Now!
I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.